Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic. There's a difference between getting rich and becoming wealthy. And arguably, it's all semantics, to be honest, but what I'm trying to get at is the idea that money being accumulated is not hard. And once you know how to unlock, you know, how to make money, some real fun work begins, right? How to keep it, how to multiply it, so on and so forth. But I was watching the Budgetnista yesterday, I think it was, and she was on Instagram Live. And if you don't know who the Budgetnista is, she used to be a preschool teacher turned small business owner. She is a personal finance educator, New York Times bestselling author, and seems like a really cool person, you know, overall. Here's the thing. Her having made multi-millions of dollars, right, going from being broke as an educator to, you know, really financially having it made, she was talking about how, you know, she just wishes that she could make it really clear for women to know that it's not all it's cracked up to be to have and be making, you know, a whole bunch of money. Now, obviously, that's a privilege for her to be able to say, because someone right now is like, all I need is a check and my life would be different, right? And that's not to diminish the challenges or the trials and tribulations you might be facing in this season. But what she's saying is, you know, there's power in recognizing that you can be content with enough, right? Making enough. And I think making just, you know, over, more than enough can be helpful, because then it helps you to hit all of your goals. And so I think that, you know, the lesson that comes from that is really listening to people that have accomplished what it is that you say you want to do and the things that you desire, and hearing, you know, what they think about what it takes to get to that place, how you should approach, you know, your vision for your life. Because if someone has accomplished the thing that you want to do, then they likely have more information than you do on that thing. And so I know I do my best to listen to my coaches and my mentors and heed their advice so that I can, you know, essentially have the fast pass in, you know, being able to get where I believe I want to be. But I feel like it's a common suggestion or a common, you know, cautionary tale to some extent, that people who have quote unquote made it will say, you know, that it's not all that it's cracked up to be, that you really do want to find a way to enjoy the journey, that you want to have a practice in place to take care of yourself so that you don't burn yourself out in the process. I know it's Jim Carrey maybe who talks about, you know, wishing everyone could hit all of their money goals and make millions of dollars just to see, you know, that it's a little overrated. It's not, you know, everything that everyone makes it out to be. And so what we do know is that money only solves money problems. At the end of the day, you know, what happens for a lot of people is that they check off the making money piece, and then they're left with themselves. They're left with their relationships. They're left with their spiritual walk. They're left with their health. And we still have to address all those other things. Money might make it easier to some extent in the sense that we'll have resources to invest in services and support. But really, at the end of the day, it's how can you weave your wellness overall into your journey of creating financial freedom faster? And how can you make sure that you are, you know, heeding the words of those that you heed the lessons and the takeaways from those who have, you know, been where you want to be, so that you don't have to hit your head up against the wall as much. So that was a quick tip for today, or just quick insight and encouragement. If you are challenged in this season, best believe if you have a check, you're going to be challenged. Like, you're going to hit all your goals and you're still going to have challenges. So maybe it's focusing on how to manage challenges, how to confront challenges, how to, you know, face conflict and do it in a way that makes the most sense for you and contributes to your overall growth and well-being. That's what I got to say. I said what I said. It's not all it's cracked up to make, you know, money and to hit your goals, because then you're going to need to create new goals. All right. I hope this is helpful. I'll chat with y'all mañana. Goodbye. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.